7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
In the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:38 p.m.
No, that is clearly an incorrect time. But we know that. We've come to expect that. And we all know what time it really is, now don't we? Yes, we do. It's 19:30 UTC. And it's time to start the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, that's what we're doing. It's 19:30, it's Dubious Goals Committee, and I am Tobe. Hello. It's true. I'm Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and other facts include, but are not limited to, the fact that I'm pouring tea. Ooh, look at it. It looks so yummy and delicious. And what kind of tea are we drinking today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, once again, we're drinking the new Chi Guanyin. It's so good. I was going nuts on it yesterday. I got to keep going with it today. I think this is the third day running of the Iron Goddess of Mercy, and I'm pretty happy about it. This is also the second day running of some pretty good rain, although it doesn't appear to be coming down right now. It was just seconds ago. And we're getting that good steady rain, that good slow and steady stuff that we like. And it's soaking into the ground, and I'm happy about it. I did go to the store last night. I went to the store last night, pick up some stuff, you know, some graham crackers and some waffles and whatever. And it wasn't raining all that hard, so I was kind of driving around and I was checking the creeks, judging water levels and runoff and how much water is getting soaked in. And yeah, okay, we're getting good rain. We're getting good rain. We just need some more warmth. We need a little bit more warmness. Get the ground temperature up, and then we're out looking for mushrooms. Yeah, morel season is shortly upon us. In fact, now that I think about it, what is today? The 30th of March, the earliest I have ever found morel mushrooms was during an episode of Dubious Goals Committee on April 1st. A couple of years ago, and that's only 2 days away. April 1st is 2 days away, but yeah, no, there's no way in hell we're getting morels this April 1st. No. But, yeah, we're going to be looking. We're going to be paying attention. I'm looking out. Is that a rabbit over there? Yeah, I got a bun. There's a rain bun out there. I got a rain bunny hopping around in my backyard between the raindrops. Okay, so that's great and all. Happy about that. Rocking, rolling, ready to go. Oh, what else? What else am I doing? What else am I doing today? Well, I do need to do some building. Oh, yeah. I'm already getting a little bit hungry. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what about that cheesecake chimichanga you've been talking about? Well, yeah, okay, now cheesecake chimichanga. Maybe I am hungry for that, but I need food. I need, like, food today. with protein and stuff and vegetables. So today is not going to be cheesecake chimichanga day. No. I need to be building stuff. I need to be building stuff because, well, let me let you down. Let me disappoint you a little bit. If you listened to yesterday's episode of Dubious Goals Committee, you know that I've been working on some environmental generative synthesizer hardware stuff. And yesterday I promised I was going to build the little whirligig thing that we would incorporate with the photo transistor on that one board, and so it would do stuff and we could get some on. I didn't do that, and I feel bad about it, but not that bad, because I meant to do it. I went to go work on it. I went down in the basement and I started putting some parts together. And I thought, okay, what am I going to use as a base? And I can just use an old tin can or something, or I get a scrap of wood, it doesn't matter, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm getting a bunch of parts together, including a piece of brass tubing that I'm going to use as a bushing. And it slides right over this brass rod just right, and so it would, you know, be a nice little bearing for something to turn, you know, like a weather vane, a wind vane, which is what I'm trying to build here. And then I thought, oh, you know what I could use to build part of the frame and add some support and kind of strengthen this whole thing to make it a little bit more robust so I can transport it around. You know, when I build stuff, it tends to be very fragile. As long as it's good enough to work in my house with nobody messing with it, that's good enough. But when you want to take things on the road, or at least outdoors, you know, you got to build stuff a little bit sturdier. So I was thinking, oh, I could use my new wire. Remember that wire I bought, you know, a couple of weeks ago? I thought I could use the new wire. I can solder that to this, that, and the other thing. I can make a frame, and then we can do this, blah, blah, blah. Then I started thinking, wait a minute, then I'd have to solder that to that brass. Will that wire solder to the brass? And I thought, well, yeah, it should. And I thought, well, I better test it. And so then I was soldering wire to this brass tubing. Then I thought, well, can I solder the wire to the wire? Yeah, and so I'm soldering the wire together and I'm doing these tests. And as I'm doing the tests, an idea occurred to me. A random stray thought entered my brain out of nowhere. Now that I think about it, it might have been a cosmic ray. Cosmic ray went through my brain, triggered a couple of synapses, and suddenly I had an idea. Hey, if I can solder this wire together so easily, I could make like a marble track. I could make one of those wire marble tracks. And then I thought, huh. Wait, do I even know how to do that? Do I know? What? Do I? And it turns out that I do. Because I spent the next hour and 20 minutes cutting and soldering and straightening wire. And making a little marble track. And so now I have this little section of marble track that I have nothing to do with. And why did I build this? I don't know. Proof of concept? Proof of concept of what? I got totally distracted from what I was supposed to be building. And now I have this length of marble track where this nice steel marble rolls down it real nice. Oh my God. Have I started something new? Have I started a new thing? Am I going to go into the marble track building business? I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I'm having lots of dangerous thoughts, and I'm always having fun with a soldering iron. And so I thought, yeah, wow, marble track. Yeah, so I got totally distracted from what I was supposed to be making. However, I did do a little bit more work along those lines. I didn't build anything new, but later last night, I was sitting around thinking, okay, now that I've got, you know, some synth control from the environment, why don't I change the patch up so we can get some slightly better sounds going? So I messed around and I thought, okay, what do I want to do? what do I want to do? I pulled out all the little patch cables and I said, okay, what do I want to do? Dun, dun, dun. So I started thinking about it. I started patching some stuff up and I put the photo transistor in there. And now I've got something pretty damn weird going. And that, however, is not it. That's Banana Cha-Cha. What I've been working on sounds a little bit more like this. Well, but before I start it, I have to say that this definitely has that, I don't know, Godzilla film vibe. Like, you know, you go into Dr. Sarazawa's laboratory and you start hearing weird sounds. This has definitely got that mad scientist laboratory / UFO interior kind of vibe to it. And here we go. In 3, 2, 1. I mean, you got to admit, that's brilliant, right? This is semi-generative. It is influencing itself. It's forcing itself to do strange and unusual things. But, I'm not sure. We might have to mess it up before it gets really random and weird. But you haven't even heard it get interrupted yet, so the sensor's on. Now let's mess with it. Let's now pass our hand over it. Yeah, I really can't get enough of it. And I'm wondering, what else can I do to this? Can we take this any further? I don't know. Do I have anything going into the pitch mod? Yes, I do. So I can adjust the pitch a little bit. And by adjusting one of the tone / timbre knobs, we can get some like weird timing variations out of it. Which we shouldn't, but everything is so cross-tied, cross-rutted. It's just nuts. Now the force really is with us, Luke. Oh, it's a pod racer. Oh, now we're doing Star Wars pod racing. and murder hornets. Okay, let's cut that out. Let's get that off for a second. So last night I was thinking about how to expand on this idea. What do I want to do? What should I do? What needs to happen here? And it occurred to me, well, I need to make more of these little phototransistor modules, these little things, these little sensor thingies that I have made. And we could put another one on here. The funny thing is when we have such a directional lighting sensor, you now have the ability to have, like, positional sound changes. Let's turn this back on, and I will demonstrate. Okay, here's the device in a horizontal position. If I begin to rotate it, it eventually flips into its other mode once it goes past about 90 degrees. Yeah, see, it's facing up, and as I twist it, it goes horizontal, it can no longer see the light, it changes modes. So I was thinking, you know, add two more of these phototransistors, and now we have three-axis detection. Detection of what? Well, I don't know, its own position in space? Great. Okay. Right? Does it really need to know where it is? No, it doesn't need to know where it is. And so I thought, okay, well, we could do that, but what if we had another device instead? What if we built a different box that had the different sensors in it, and then with wires coming out so we could plug it into synthesizers, and then that box would be the thing, you know, the thing that's orientation is being measured. Well, okay, great. So what? What am I going to do with that? Well, you know, if it was just like two axis, then I could have a boat, and I could put a boat on the surface of the water, and as the waves jiggled the boat, we might get something out of it. Then, you know, that's information that we could translate into sound. Okay, that'd be fun. Okay, so that's a possibility. And so then I thought, well, what else could we do? Well, you could put a couple of these sensors on something that moved, and as that thing moved, and okay, anyway, blah, blah, blah. I thought of a lot of stuff. I thought of a lot of really weird stuff. None of which is extremely practical. None of which is even remotely practical. But, come on. Does this sound like it's practical? Monster Island! Come in, Monster Island! It reminds me of that Godzilla movie where the kid, he collects old burnout tubes, or valves, and he builds his computer and he tries to call Monster Island. How do you call Monster Island on a computer? He has voice-operated computer. Come in, Monster Island! How do I SSH... to Monster Island, or do I have to Telnet? Telnet Monster Island. As I'm sitting here thinking about it, I think that's a Son of Godzilla. Yeah. I love the beginning of that film because it just shows early 70s Japan. It's just so great. And I like the kid. I really appreciate this kid who's going around and, you know, checking out bombed out lots and stuff, trying to scrounge up electrical parts so he can hack, his computer, so he can build a computer that, you know, can call Monster Island, so he can talk to Godzilla. That's what kids used to be like. That's the kids from my generation. Resourceful, digging through junk, looking for electronic parts so they can hack. It's not like, you know, it's not like in the 80s. You know, all those 80s kids, they were just so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Oh, boy, yeah. Boy, are you going to get it now.
What?
Boy, are you going to get it now, Kurt Cameron.
And our mom just drove us.
Give me something child. Fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Oh, I can guarantee you, Kurt Cameron does not have girlfriend Vietnam. And let me explain a few reasons why. Okay, Kurt Cameron, first of all, he's greasy. Greasy 1981 kid. And look, his mom is about to pull up. The problem with Kurt Cameron is he does not understand the importance of keeping a golf ball clean.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Ooh.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Ah.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Oh.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Ooh.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Yes.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
It doesn't prevent.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Impressive.
Order your Grand Ball Washer.
Maybe
today.
I should order my Grand Ball Washer today. Maybe I should. So now I think we need to listen to some T-Rex.
Duty's
boy, that's absolutely true. Because meanwhile, I am still thinking that maybe I shouldn't have cut that off so horridly. Oh well.
What do you think, Peppa? Was that a bad fade out on my part?
Peppa is sitting here, just kind of looking at me, thinking, what are we going to do? And I think we're supposed to be doing kitty business.
Are you doing kitty business or not?
Apparently, we are doing kitty business. Peppa doesn't like it when it rains. She doesn't like the noise, the sound of the rains. And so she has to say, hey, make that rain stop. Oh, I can't do anything about it. Sorry. And then she says, okay, then let's do some kitty business. And that's what we're doing. It's always with the kitty business around here.
And we always got to do kitty business.
Yes, we always have to do kitty. If you don't do kitty business, bad things will happen. I mean, come on, look what happened to Dad. Something is very wrong.
What's wrong with Dad?
Yeah.
He's a bear.
Goodness, was he a bear this morning?
He was, until he got his morning coffee. Now he's a Japanese bear, Dad.
Was Dad a Japanese bear, Dad, this morning?
I don't know. I was too drunk. I woke up drunk. Weren't you?
I'm too young to drink. That bear sure looks hungry.
Yeah, he is hungry. Because all that bear has had is coffee. And when you drink coffee, you turn into a Japanese bear, Dad. This is why I drink tea. Tea is good. Oh, yeah.
Ah, Jie Guan Yin. Oh, that's so yummy. Ah.
Because when you drink tea, then you turn into, you know, a Chinese bear daddy. And the only Chinese bears are pandas. And that turns you into a panda. You want to be a panda? You look like a kitty. You kind of look like a red panda. If you were red, you almost have a red panda face. But instead, you just have a kitty face. And it could be worse. You could have forgotten to listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow for more wacky stuff. Hopefully I will build some things for all this synth stuff we're doing. And maybe we can listen to some more music, and maybe we can listen to some kitty business. And I gotta eat. I'm way too hungry. I want food.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.